you don't have to love my right wing point of view, but right wingers need love too. One more time, here we go. Right wingers need love too. We all need love, indeed we do. Now you don't have to love my right wing point of view, but right wingers need love. Right wingers need love. Right wingers need love too.
Friends, Romans, Kentuckians, lend me your ear. And about $20 till payday if you can spare it. Howdy, friends. It's old Lonesome Al Barger, your friendly neighborhood right-wing nut job here. Hey, now, I'll be the first to tell you that I'm so far out there I make Archie Bunker sound like George McGovern. And if you're hep enough to conceptualize to wonder what that might would sound like, then you're probably in the right place here on April the 1st of 2012. And hey, even if you can't loan me any money, it don't cost a nickel just to hang around. Besides which, I am mad, and I want somebody to listen to me complain. Can't afford a shrink, so y'all gonna have to do. So, anyway, I'm an angry white male, and I'm here to explain why you should all support Newt Gingrich for President of the United States. Because America deserves President Newt Gingrich. America has behaved very foolishly in about, 15 trillion ways and counting. We've been voting ourselves more and more free stuff for at least the last 50 years. Then some of this here free stuff and monkey business resulted in a big fat economic meltdown right in time for the 2008 elections. So the American people respond to this crisis by voting for the cheesiest half-wit Marxist college professor in the land, who patently dislikes us to start with, and hadn't the practical experience of running so much as a freaking popsicle stand prior to being handed the keys to our nukes. Americans thus freely chose this meathead to be leader of the free world. Americans have thus behaved very badly and deserve to be punished. That's where President Newt Gingrich will come in. This pinko presence got to go before his flexibility hands the Ruskies the nuclear football and the code. All right. Now, the obvious sensible median choice, least unpalatable to centrist to liberal sensibilities who could reasonably steer us back to some semblance of sanity, would obviously be Mitt Romney. And his basic argument is Bain Capital. I can do for America what I did for the investors in Bain Capital, for whom I earned billions of honest dollars. I can be trusted as a steward of other people's money. He put on them green eye shades and start looking for the least painful and most politically gentle reforms that will at least halfway start heading us back from the brink. He's straight, responsible, and emotionally stable. However, that would be America getting off too easy. We don't deserve that. Like Fiona Apple, we've been bad and we need to suffer for our sins. Now, the actual main job of a Republican president in domestic affairs will really likely be as signer-in-chief for the Republican Congress. With any luck, we could end up with Paul Ryan driving economic policy from the House of Representatives, which would be the most constitutional way of doing things. But President Newt Gingrich would lecture us and pontificate so puffed up that Obama would wind up in retrospect looking like a relative utter exemplar of humility and modesty. I mean, Newt would gloat about getting to cut off your check, where Mitt Romney might at least have the decency to feel a little bit bad about having to tighten her belts. Plus, far more importantly, and here's the main point, President Newt brings the crazy to the party. So the first thing we do when he's president is we're going to haul all the liberal judges up in the front of Congress to testify as to what they have done. Judge Smith, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Democrat Party? We thin a lot of the riffraff and a lot of commies out of the judiciary just right there. Then, once we get that all caught up, President Gingrich will be ready to kick in with some of them big ideas for grasping the future that he's famous for, starting with a major jobs plan to get the economy moving by colonizing Mars. I mean, I'll have whatever he's having, He liked to drink good whiskey. Whoa-ho-ho-ho. While howling at the moon. Yeah, boy. Yeehaw. Also, plus as Commander-in-Chief, President Gingrich will intimidate all the bad guys just with his crazy. All right. And President Ronald Reagan really won the Cold War the night that he accidentally made that joke on the hot mic about nuking Russia.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
And we begin bombing in 5 minutes. That was, in retrospect, sort of the straw that broke the commies' back. Kind of undermined what little was left of their confidence. So President Reagan never conducted any major-scale military actions during his 8 years. Adversaries mostly just didn't want to find out what the crazy guy was capable of. President Gingrich will get some of that same kind of benefit. Now, of course, the problem is that President Gingrich might decide to, who knows, say, nuke the French because Sarkozy made him sit on the back of a plane going to a summit. He'll be like, Hank Jr., don't give us a reason. So anyway, in short and in summary, you should vote for Newt Gingrich for President of the United States because he will reform entitlements, colonize the moon, and nuke the first mother lovers that look at us the wrong way. Glad I got that off my chest. I thank you for listening. I feel way better now. Thank you. I also want to thank Dr. BLT for his song, Right Wingers Need Love Too. You can download that song, among other things, and a whole bunch more flavors of my foolishness on the web at morethings.com, moretthings.com. Brothers and sisters, it is a beautiful spring day that the Lord has given us today. I'm going to get out and get me a lungful of it, and you should too. Amen.